Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. 7 o'clock. John, Lance, and Dell with you here.
My old buddy Dell.
Dell.
Let me in every day downstairs.
How about this?
Every day.
Why isn't Esme getting you a key card?
Because she doesn't believe. Because Esme, who's at the front, seems like a nice enough lady. Seems like
she's a very nice woman.
But she, I told her last week, I said, hey, I'm going to need another key card. This is Thursday. So I'm going to need another key card. I've already lost mine. She goes, you're not being serious. She texts back, you're not being serious. I'm like, oh, I'm being serious. I'm for sure being serious.
Esme doesn't know you?
And that's all I said.
Was she here when you were here?
I don't think so.
No?
Oh, she acts like she was. I don't remember her, though.
Oh, you remember Esme.
I remember
Gilbert
Ro.
Remembers Esme.
I remember Ro. So anyway, she's like, oh, you can't be serious. Like, no, I'm very serious. That's where we left it on Thursday. Friday, no card. Yesterday, I came and said, hey.
You know that card?
I said, man, I just need that card. She goes, you were being serious? I'm like, yeah.
Yes.
What do you, I mean, what do you look at me? Does it look like somebody who's responsible looks like this?
No.
No.
Dell, how's your stomach today?
My stomach is fine.
Your stomach's fine?
Right. Yeah, my stomach's good. I mean, it's not like I had like a salad, but I had hot wings last night. I'm fine.
You did? You had hot wings last night?
Yeah, others around here have got issues.
No, I just asked how your stomach was.
Oh, you're just asking me.
I'm just asking you.
Others. Wow.
Wow. Others.
Wow, the shoe's on the other foot now, Dell.
We already had
others.
I didn't say those people. I said others.
We've already had in the pre-show meeting a reference to Dell's people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who are your people, Dell?
Apparently, I'm a millennial. I didn't know I was one of those.
You are.
You're one of those people.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Do you skateboard?
No, actually.
I just don't believe
that's
that.
That's not
for
the
one
definition
second.
Of a millennial anyway. Somebody
skateboards.
It
is.
It can be anything you want these days.
Yeah. Like Adriana Lima's boyfriend, which is, you have to watch Chicks in the Office on Barstool.
Yeah.
You went there.
So
when did you go to Barstool?
When I was in New York for my wife's, I want to get Uncle Chaps on, as a matter of fact. When I was in New York for my wife's marathon, I asked Uncle Chaps.
Who's Uncle Chaps?
He lives in San Antonio. He's one of the Barstool writers.
Oh, he
does videos. He does fancy things like drink wine, like order wine. Chaps
McDonald's?
Is hilarious. Chaps once put his face in the background video of all the NFL, like the NFL network logo type stuff. He photoshopped his own, and he was doing fake reports, and people like picked up on him. Like one time, I think it was Ian Rappaport saw it, and he retweeted something that Chaps had said about someone getting cut or picked up. He was just a huge troll. One time I got into it with Chaps because he's a big Jacksonville Jaguar fan, and I'm like, man, I was just typing. I said, boy, you know who looks great in camp right now is Cecil Shorts. This guy gets open. He's this. He goes, yeah, give it time. He'll be injured. I'm like, no, I don't know, man. He was really looked good, and then he just kept going. Mm-hmm. And then I got all ticked off. Like, you don't. What do you know? I don't care what he did in Jacksonville. Oh, Chaps is right.
He's
everything
dead on.
He said, he was dead on.
He's
he was perfect. So he's really funny. Well, I said, hey, Chaps, I'm in New York. You think I could go check out Barstool? He goes, yeah, let me give him a shout and get you in over there. So I went in. I saw PFT comment or talk to him for a little bit without his glasses, sunglasses on even.
No.
It's two-story. It's a lot like 1560 when we first got started, only really big and really it's not
profitable.
Really big, but it's very profitable. Yeah, it's one of the first differences I noticed.
They had guys that actually go out and sell and stuff as opposed to...
Yeah, but they've got, areas, just random areas
not
where...
Not this version of us when we first began.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've got videos. They've got areas where they do their videos, and they've got this. They've got it together pretty well, but it's only because they got bought out by
it's in New York? Is it in Manhattan?
It started off in Boston. Yeah, it started off in Boston.
Yeah, and they're big Patriot fans.
They got bought out or partnered with, bought, and once they had like about $12 million behind them, they moved there, and then they've got all this money to do all kinds of stuff, so... They're doing.
They're becoming more and more corporate. They're not putting nearly as many women on, they're doing
right.
Girls, but they don't do that ass anymore. Or,
so they've got, so there's part of them that is like, it's almost like there's, like Pat McAfee has his own branch, the old punter from the Colts has his own brand.
He's got some good stuff.
Yeah, he does. He does. Yeah. And I think Barstool does some really fun, funny stuff. When they were here for the Super Bowl last year, I was asked if I wanted to interview, and I just didn't know the brand that well. And do you want to? I can get you an interview with
PFT awesome.
Commenter and Barstool Big Cat.
And I said, and you have to go to. I have to go to Barstool every day.
I went to the Barstool Super Bowl party, and
you did?
Oh my gosh! Well, first of all, Johnny Manziel was there, and he was on the stage, but I didn't see him drinking, but he had water in his hands. But he was partying. I've got pictures of him. He was partying. We had Kyle Long, the guard from
Chicago
Bears.
He wasn't really partying
Bears.
Like Johnny can party.
No. Johnny was not. Johnny was having a good time, but Johnny wasn't. I didn't see Johnny throwing down at that time when I was there. But there were a bunch of NFL players. NFL guys love them.
Buddies they love them.
Buddies of mine, my buddy Chris Ballard, the GM of the Colts, he's like, he goes, hey, tell those guys I want to go on their podcast. I'm like, well, you need a win first.
Yeah.
All right. Don't go on with.
No.
Be a little
no,
careful. Oh, he went on with. He went on with Pat McAfee.
He did. Well, McAfee is a Colt.
He's like, I went into the
and
room.
He was happy. McAfee was thrilled when Gregson got
McAfee
fired. He hated Gregson.
And Ballard, and he loves Ballard, but Ballard said he went into the room and he's like, yeah, I got to put all this away if I'm going to be on the show.
Yeah.
I can't be having any of this out.
Well, but if you're going to do that, what is it? What is the one thing that the crazy two guys do? And not McAfee, but the other two guys, they'll do the interview in the bathroom and they'll make you, I don't know, it's some of
well,
this
well, they've
stuff.
Got the van that they do it in, like Bob Stoops is sitting in their van that they call Vanny Woodhead.
Yeah. That had one day on ESPN, that van?
Yeah, and they had good ratings, and then, but what happened was, do you know what happened there?
Yeah.
So ESPN.
Sam Ponder and.
Yeah, they looked at stuff that had been on the website, which is really unaffiliated with Big Cat and PFT Commenter. Right. She, you know,
they attacked her.
Yeah, they've had stuff on there. They've had stuff on the website that have been, you know, that have been critical of ESPN. And
right.
So how do you, but you have to know this going in. Like, you just clearly just didn't think it would be an issue or what? Because those guys would have really changed a lot of things at ESPN. They're not really aggressive. Like, they're more fun than they are mean. And if they had, had them on, they would have just, their ratings for comedy. They broadcast during the Super Bowl. Comedy Central had them on the entire week during Super Bowl week here.
Because the NFL kicked them out of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They took their credentials away.
Yeah, but the Comedy Central had already set up that we're going to let you guys have like midnight to 1 or 11 to midnight. And they broadcast at the Kirby Ice House or Richmond Ice House or something like that. It was packed. The entire time. It was packed.
Huge.
NFL players, like Owen Daniels, was just parked over there, just living over there. They were monstrous. They did bigger ratings than most of their shows in prime time do. And they would have done really well. So it's fun. It's fun. That's what sports is. We're supposed to love sports. We're also supposed to have fun. It's okay. And that's one of the things we want to do.
That's right. And I don't know if you've heard Lance and I cheesy promo, but we're giving away something every day here. Speaking of fun. That was well written. All I had to do was say, "Yeah." What else, Lance?
Oh, that's
that thing.
I remember.
Anyway, today we're giving away a lunch for 10 people to hang out with me and Lance at Damaris Barbecue. That's the giveaway today. So we're going to give that away a little bit later in the show.
Work the date with whoever it is.
Yeah, right. Whoever it is, we'll work out a date and we'll go right after the show and have lunch. So that'll be, well, not after Lance's show because he's off at 9:30, but after I'm done, that'll be 11 o'clock. We'll go over to Damaris on 290 and 610 and go have lunch over there. So that'll be what we give away today.
My show can last all the way till 6 p.m. sometimes.
Yeah, it did last night. I was listening to you and I was like, that's a long day.
Oh, yeah. I'm on all these shows. Like, I still have to do Joel's show, Joel and Barry Laminack. Midday. I think that's tomorrow.
Aren't you on? Aren't you featured on Dell and Raheel's show every day?
Yeah,
every day.
How inviting was the Blitz? Have you been on the Blitz yet?
Yeah, I've been on twice.
He was there. Yeah, he was
Did
there.
Did you feel the love?
Yeah. Why?
Were they inviting and saying, "Yeah, we love when Lance is on with us."
Yeah.
No, I think they like Lance. So
they
I
do.
Think they were.
Do they not like people?
No, they don't like anybody.
They don't. No, I didn't know that. No, I mean. I get a lot. You know, Fred Fowler's one who hired me at the Chronicle years ago. You and I were.
Well,
at 6'10".
I will say this: I've been on there before, and they're nice. They're good. Yeah. They're good. But no, it's not like they're very inviting for people to be.
AJ told me everyone here at the station hates him. Then he told me all of his co-hosts that he's ever worked with hate him.
Well,
okay. I was like, wait, what?
No, I like it. Fred and AJ are great. They're good with me, but I don't think that they like the intrusion of other people. Was what I think maybe Dell was referring to.
What happened, Dell? What happened?
Not to me, because I don't want to be on the show. But I'm just asking.
Says the guy who wants to be on the show.
No, actually.
He actually wants to be on with, he wants to be on The Usual Suspects every day.
Okay.
Okay. But you get the sense they're not huge fans of people's, like John said, being a part of the show when they, like being thrust upon them if they're not looking for it. That's
yeah,
all.
But nobody, I'll give you a little hint.
Nobody ever is.
And let, we just, some people play it off better than others.
That's true.
That's true. I don't think they play off anything.
No.
They're just going to show their disdain.
I mean, I know myself and Raheel aren't thrilled when you walk in here to fulfill your obligations.
Mm. It's today's my day.
For us?
I think, yeah.
Damn, son.
Maybe tomorrow.
I guess let's scrap the segment we had planned where we were just going to trash you. But that's me every day, so that's, we get that in tomorrow,
Would
I guess.
You like this magnesium citrate?
I think you like it.
I think he...
Why okay. did you come in here he and talk about in, that?
Yeah, what is wrong with
this
you?
This is delicious. Magnesium citrate.
Does anybody know what you use magnesium citrate for?
And if you find out, yes, Lance is using it for that exact reason.
Lance is using it today.
You use it for cuts.
Nope, not it.
Cut right there.
No. It looks like cough syrup.
It looks like you're drinking only. It. Why
it's
would
lean.
You it?
It's lean.
It's lean.
You're drinking lean today.
You're drinking lean.
Okay.
Are you?
I'll be leaning by the third segment.
All right.
That's what you. That's what we call it now. Leaning. What you're going to be doing in the third segment?
That me or you?
Your people are hateful.
What do you mean, my people?
Millennials.
I'm not a millennial.
You are. So is Gilbert. Gilbert wants to talk about the Texans. Well, we'll wait. We'll hold off on that. Let's take a break live right here. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776, John Lance and the Millennials right here on ESPN.
Hey, it's you and the hype beast, the Millennials, right here.
Right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This is a great idea by Dez. Uncle Chaps needs to show up at the Christmas party.
That is a great idea. You guys hit up Uncle Chaps at Uncle Chaps and tell him to come to our Christmas party. He's a monster Astros fan. I was going to get him on to talk about being an Astros fan outside of the city of Houston. Every time the Astros win... He has one of those videos where it's Orbit running on the field, but it's got his face on Orbit.
Oh, that's
Orbit.
Uncle Chaps?
Yeah, with the beard, the red beard. That's Uncle Chaps.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Uncle Chaps. So, awesome.
I told him
yes,
I wanted to get
Uncle
him on
Chaps
the show. Dude, any day, get
really?
Me on. Yeah,
tell him, dude. Let's
get him on tomorrow.
We'll
see if we can talk him into coming to the party.
I got to sit next to AJ Hinch last night.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Keith Kilgore was in between the president of the Touchdown Club, and I got some inside stories from him. Awesome to sit there and hear. Yeah, he'll come into studio with us.
Hinch will. Good, get him in.
He's awesome, dude. That guy is. You want to talk? And,
I like
and he,
AJ.
You know, I asked him about nerves and how he was. Did you sleep during the World Series?
Did
he
you goes, sleep while Ken Giles was alive?
Yeah, I didn't want to go to that. I wanted to make friends with him. Why would I bring up Ken Giles?
I was at Game 4. I brought snacks. We were at Game 4, and of course he was complaining like, this is the only game they can't even get a hit. I'm like, well, you're
snacks.
The jinx.
You jinxed them.
You're
snacks.
The jinx. So we're there, it's the was the ninth inning where Giles came in. I guess it was tied game if I remember correctly.
And then
as soon as he came in, we were downstairs. There's a listener named Mike Romano. I happened to run right into him. He was talking about us.
I know.
Blah, blah, blah. I said, just sit tight. Maybe some things will happen. What? I said, let's just watch. So as soon as
ping, ping.
So as soon as Giles came in, the things that were said, like I couldn't believe. Now, me, I said some of them.
Right. You couldn't believe some of the things that you said.
I knew it was over. I knew it was over. As soon as I saw Giles coming onto the, and the, oh, you could hear people. It was literally an, oh, from the state. And don't this up, Giles. Somebody screamed out, don't this up, Giles.
That's terrible.
And then
what happened?
And then
he,
yeah,
this up.
And then Snails, and then what? Snacks just said, he just this up. I'm like, what?
What?
Snacks, no, he didn't say that.
Anyway, so I asked him, I said, did you sleep? He said, I slept better during the World Series than I did during the regular season. I said, you got to be kidding. No way. He goes, yeah. I went home, slept like a baby, because I knew he's big on preparation. Big on preparation. Mm-hmm. And he's, you know, actually told a great story about an astronaut and being prepared and everything else, that he saw him in spring training, and he had a quote from this astronaut, and he'll tell the story, but it is some of the stories behind the scenes I can't tell. It is awesome, because you remember every moment, and he's like. And he tells you what happened behind the scenes. It's awesome. 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 And he was a great speaker last night. We did the Touchdown Club Private School Awards. Just great, great stuff. And it was awesome for him to come out there. But he's going to come in. He'll come in studio. And some of the stories, chance favors the prepared mind. One of our coaches, my buddy, the coach, just sent it to me. Chance favors the prepared mind. An astronaut came, and he said, you know, they're probably tired of hearing from me. So, and this astronaut in spring training, Gattis said, how is it that you just walking around on the moon and you're not worried and you're not nervous and you're not, he said, because chance favors the prepared mind. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm ready. I know that I'm good. I know I've prepared for this. I am ready for this, so I can do it. Well, it was game, they're going, coming back here.
By the way, you do know, Dell, do you know who that is that John's talking about? Chance Favors. He's an adult male actor.
Chance Favors? Is that that's a porn star?
Chance Favors, yeah.
That's not it.
Oh, Chance Favors. Favors, the prepared mind. Oh, I thought you meant Chance Favors. Favors. I was like, that guy from Bengals?
No, not that one. Oh. Not that guy.
I thought, okay.
Not Chance
my
Favors.
My bad, Raheel. I mean, my bad, Dell.
Chance Favors, the prepared mind. So in spring training, this astronaut and AJ said, I don't even think the guys were, I didn't even know that they were paying attention. And they get to game six, and one of the players writes on the chalkboard, chance. This is in spring training. This astronaut talked to him. Game six of the World Series, they write on the board, chance favors the prepared mind. And AJ was like, holy crap, these guys were listening.
Mm-hmm.
And they all were like, yep. We're ready. We're ready to win this thing.
It's weird sometimes how people take in. Like I can remember things my dad or coaches have said that have stuck with me over the years. Isn't it weird where, and you've got a son, so, and I've got a son about the same age, and you always wonder, and I've got a bunch of sons now, younger, and you always wonder, is this even getting through?
Yeah, right.
Do they hear a damn thing
no,
I'm saying?
They don't, really.
Are they taking it?
No.
But they do hear some stuff and
maybe
remember
Drake
some
does,
stuff.
But JT doesn't.
Not so much. Yeah. So good for the Astros with the chance.
Yeah, they were listening.
Thing.
They were listening.
And then they went out and left about 100 men in scoring position that day.
And, well, and I think it might have been before games. I forget if it was before game six or game seven. I think
hopefully
it might have been before game six. But he said also, I wasn't worried after game six. I thought, holy crap, we got to have a meeting. He said, you should have seen the guys after game six. We lost game six. They were like, we got no bro. We're going to game seven. They were all excited. He goes, forget the meeting. We don't need a meeting.
I thought
they you guys,
were
dead. They were, he
did
goes,
you think they were dead after
I
Verlander
did not.
Lost?
I did not.
I was like, how are they going to win this now?
I
knew if you could get to the professor, Uncle Charlie Morton.
Holy crap.
You had yourself a
how
shot.
How good was that?
And actually, McCullers had been very, very good in the previous game. So I as a Houston fan, it really had less to do with pitching matchups, and it had more to do with me going full Houston and just saying, well, now we've blown it. But that team had big stones the entire time.
But here's the deal. He said, he told them before the game, he said, jump up, punching him in the mouth. What the old Mike Tyson thing, punch him in the mouth. Because you know what? The guys don't know how they're going to react when you punch him in the mouth. And Springer scored on three pitches in the first inning. Remember that? And in the first inning, Springer scored on three pitches, and he got to the dugout. He said, "You mean like that? Like that punching him out?" Mm-hmm. He goes, "Yeah, I meant like that. Yeah, I meant like that. That punching him out." And then it was, you know, 5-1, and they kicked their ass. What'd you think of Altuve and JJ sharing Sportsman of the Year? What do you think about that, Dell?
I mean, JJ got to be the biggest shine stealer in the world.
Stealing shine.
I get all the humanitarian efforts. I get that. But if it's Sportsman of the Year, let Altuve hold that.
How about get on the field, JJ?
Yeah. How about
play the game? What kind of sportsman are you? You're never on the field.
Out here stealing Altuve shine. Just like the Texans.
If there's a philanthropic.
Yeah.
If there's a philanthropic award, if there's an award for most sacks over a 2-year period, he doesn't win that.
No.
If there's an award for any sacks over a 2-year period, I don't think he wins that.
No. How about that they stole the Astros shine in the World Series with the Warden comments? How about this? Astros trying to win a World Series, and we got a Warden comment.
That was in the World Series?
Yeah, or it was either that or Game 7 of the Yankees.
Wow. No. It was the World Series. It wasn't that far back. I didn't even know. Yeah. Yes. Wow.
And they were going to Game 4 or some crap. I'm like, really? I mean, we're trying to play
a World Series here,
and here Uncle and the Warden is stealing their shine.
The Warden. You see what you got him doing, Dell?
I didn't call.
We had a tweeter that started that. Yeah.
That's not me. Why are you always blaming me?
No, that's a tweeter that started.
Because that's what I hear you on the every day on the show.
Well, he is the Warden.
Do you think the Warden will, like, who's the Warden?
Who was it? It wasn't Jackie. It was somebody else.
I don't remember
else.
Who it was.
I forget who it was. The Warden. That's his.
Lamont? No. Like I saw him refer to somebody as a Warden on Twitter.
Well, he is the Warden.
Yeah, no, he's the Warden.
I was actually looking up the chain of command in prison. I guess Cal would be the captain. Warden and captain.
Second in command is captain?
I think so, from what I could tell. So Cal's next in line, then he'll be the Warden, what, in a year or so?
Be honest, AJ really was shocked that the team understood the astronaut. No, he wasn't shocked. He was shocked that they were listening. Okay, that's what shocked him. it was the astronaut who spoke to the Astros in spring training, Jose Jimenez. No, Mike. Come on. I don't understand any of this. Why can't people just listen to a story and take something from it?
Are we suggesting because the Astros have a relatively dominant Latin flair that they weren't listening or they couldn't understand?
Well, I'm sure some of them had a difficult time with it.
Did you ever talk about how different this Astros team was from the Drayton teams?
Actually, I did talk to him about that. I told him, I said, I was with those teams in 04, 05. I was doing the pre- and post-game shows. And, you know, hey, well, you know, we're facing Glavine and we're facing Maddox and we're facing Smoltz. And you know what?
This is a little tough.
And
I was like,
and you know what? He goes, this team, he said, in the regular season, he's like, hey, you guys, we're beating up the Twins bullpen. We're beating up the Seattle bullpen. We're beating up the Anaheim bullpen. He said, you can't wait, you guys. You know, when we get to real closers, like great, great bullpens, we're going to struggle. And then they get to Kimbrel. Oh, kicked his ass. Then they get to Chapman. Oh, kicked his ass. Then they get to Jansen. Kicked his ass.
Because that's not something that those Astros would have ever done.
Never, ever.
Ever in a million, zillion ever. Years. But how I thought about this, I must have thought about this about 10 times over the last couple of years. How much fun would Jose Lima have had on this team?
Oh, my God.
Like, he was made for this team.
He was made for this team.
He just came along, you know, almost 2 decades too soon. This was the team he was supposed to be on.
It really is. This is perfect Lima with his music in the locker room.
Because remember he would tell us, you know, I don't know if he ever told you that, but he hated a lot of those
Mr.
guys.
Mr. Jeff Bagwell.
Oh, he liked Jeff.
Yeah, he liked
Jeff. He's like, my Nanti. Bro, he's the biggest hole you ever seen. I said, what's wrong with Mike McNanty? Like, I gave a crap about Mike McNanty. He goes, because every time that I sign autograph, he gets mad at me because he thinks that I make him look bad. Because I sign autograph all of the fans down there because they want my autograph. They don't want the autograph of my Nanti. They don't want his autograph, bro. And all of the bullpen gets mad that I sign autograph. It's not even fun. This team don't. I put on my music. What?
Yeah.
What? You think they want Spanish music? You think they want what, cumbia or any of that type? Come on, bro.
Lima's music was actually not an issue, but it was. Now it would be like,
it's too loud.
Yeah.
Jose, turn this stuff off. It's too loud. We're trying to have Bible study.
Right. Well, every other day, other than when Lima's was, you know, all of his music. And every other day it was in there, you know.
Lima had like three songs. They were all him singing with Rafi Osuna. Right. You heard this song? Yeah, you've got the same three songs on rotation.
Like I said, we're gonna have AJ in studio. We got to get him in studio, and he is really a great guy. I mean, they took on his personality though. I asked him. I said,
"How does he know?
How are you? You look like you never were nervous." He goes, "Oh, you don't know me behind the scenes, okay?"
Well, I must not, because he never looked nervous. He never looked nervous ever. And here's the other thing: at some point, when was it in the World Series? Because everyone did this, and I'm going to assume you did too. You know, you could say, "What is AJ doing, bringing this guy in here? Why is he doing this? Why is he doing this?" At some point in that series, you just get to the point where you say, "This isn't on AJ. He's going to players." What else can he do?
Yeah.
Everybody he calls on fails. Everybody fails. What can he do?
Right.
You can't put this on him.
One of the things he said after game one against the Dodgers, he said the clamor for people, because I'm an anti-George Springer leadoff guy. I think he should be in the 3-4-5 hole as a run producer.
Oh, everyone wanted him out of there after the first game.
Well, I think he's a run producer. I think you're wasting him. He had 34 homers. And 85 RBIs.
But you know, that's a sabermetric approach, is to put one of your best hitters first so he gets the most at-bats.
But here's the deal, is there was only one guy in baseball that had more homers and fewer RBIs, and that was Joey Gallo.
Yeah.
There were 28 guys that had fewer homers and more RBIs than George Springer. You're wasting his production by not having guys on base for him. If you're in the five hole, you got the 1, 2, 3, 4 hitters in front of you. They're going to be on base.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The Astros hit 7, 6, 7, 8, 9. They hit better than a lot of teams.
A lot of teams. But they still aren't as good as 1, 2, 3, 4. And they didn't have, the Astros didn't have a 100 RBI guy. Neither here nor there. I said, you were on a show with us, and I said, listen, George Springer's not a leadoff hitter. He goes, you wouldn't believe the backlash after game one of people trying to get wanting Springer out.
Thank
of
God
the
he left him there.
I know, and he left. He goes, I had to fight all that, and guess what? Maybe I was right.
AJ's like, relax.
Yeah, right. Relax, right.
Hey, I want to tell you about relaxing with my friends over at Bill Advisor, and I got to tell you something, man. Bill Advisor, I was telling John this yesterday. We're going to get you hooked up with them, John, because Bill Advisor saved me $2,000. None of that's true on my kids. They saved me $2,000 by negotiating my bills. And they do the same thing for you for all customers. The average Bill Advisor customer saves over $800. Let me tell you how that works. Bill Advisor, they are going to go in, renegotiate your bills for you. Because your company, look, they'll find you other deals. But the bottom line is, whoever has you with your cell phone or your internet provider, your home phone, home insurance, car insurance, they don't want to lose you. So they will start to negotiate with Bill Advisor. You just turn everything over to them. They get on the phone. They do everything. You sit at your office and do whatever you want to do. You go out and have your drinks, go play your golf, go to a restaurant, do whatever you're doing. And they're working behind the scenes. Within 48 hours, you've got brand new prices. They get bill credits for you. They lower your bills, or they find you better providers and better offers. Guys, give the great gift of Christmas shopping and save some big money by going to BillAdvisor.com. Give yourself some money. BillAdvisor.com. That's BillAdvisor.com. Text BILLS to 313131. They'll get started for you. And by tomorrow, you'll be saying, gee, thanks, my good buddy Lance. They just saved me a bunch of money.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That's one thing I love more than getting my pitch over the plate. And that is getting over this plate in Casa Olé. It's like a fiesta in Casa Olé. Casa Olé, fresh today, every day. Olé! Get a free child's play, we'll use ticket stuff from any Astros game. Casa Olé, Olé! Fresh today, Olé! Every day. Olé! Casa Olé, Olé!
Lima time.
Lima.
What if he is, do we have to call, have you talked to Berkman?
Yeah, Berkman's in. I just need to set him up. We got Lance McCullers on Friday in studio.
Let's get Berkman next week.
Julian Diaz, the barber.
What about Berkman out at the Christmas party?
I just don't know if he wants to be around that many people. You know, he's a bit of a...
No, I know, but maybe he can come out of his shell.
What makes you think I even like people?
What?
I don't even like people. That's how Lance Berkman is. People are terrible.
Yeah.
In general, people are the worst. Look what people do. What do you mean? Look around. Everything you see is terrible. Guess who did it? People.
People are terrible.
God's undefeated. People are winless.
All right, so we got to do that.
Now, Berkman is definitely in. He's so jacked that we're back together, like Steve McKinney. So how about this?
Where's Steve party? McKinney? Call in again.
Christmas.
What about Steve McKinney coming out to the Christmas party and bringing some McDonald's?
I don't know if we'll need it.
How about Uberito's coming too?
Yeah, here's
Lindsay
what you got.
Heard us talking about Uberito.
So Uberito is in.
Yes.
So you're fed there.
That's right across the street, by the way, from Klein's. I mean, right down the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cabos Q, one of our listeners, old school listeners, he goes, I was told by several friends that you guys plugged me this morning. The one morning
well, how
I
about
don't,
listen yourself?
He said, the one morning I don't listen because I work so late. Anyway, I'm very excited and honored, man. I don't mean to sound corny, but this is very awesome to me considering how much of a fan I am of you guys. Thanks again. And he said, I'm going to go all out, bro. I'm thinking brisket sandwiches. He's bringing his whole barbecue truck. He's going to do brisket sandwiches, pulled pork sandwiches, smoked Shiner nice. Chipotle wings. He's going to get one of his sponsors to pay for it. I'm going to download the bench picture of you and John and have it on the TV as well. Go big or go home. So he's going to be out there. Our boy Sweet's going to be out there. Of course, we're doing eggnog, Chuck, but we got a lot of other stuff planned that we've got to get done as well. So hoping the weather's good. There's been one time it had rained, and that's when it was slippery that somebody ended up breaking a wrist when they fell down. Well, you know what? Don't get blocked down to the ground then.
Yeah.
How about
keep your base wider. Yeah.
Engage your core and widen your base.
Yeah.
And you won't have to break your wrist.
Open your hips.
We're doing offensive line drills again.
So we got to get, then maybe we got to get Acme out there with a tent.
We got, well, yeah.
Acme John, you listening?
And Sammy Relford's like, Lance.
He called yesterday?
Yeah, I talked to him. He goes, I'm bringing the band. Have me a space. Sammy's like, I'm performing. I'm headlining. I was like, man, it's all going down.
I thought he was
going
to make us a song.
This could be one and done when Jason's Deli gets a hold of it. Like, what the hell is going on here? We're just trying to make some delicious cornbread little poppers here to put in our salad bar.
The salad bar is the best salad bar, I think, in the city.
Yeah.
Well,
I have to pay for it to go grab your little cornbread treats.
Yeah.
You don't roll up.
You
just
don't,
take
you don't just
I
walk
want.
By and grab a cornbread treat.
Nah. grab seven.
I heard a comment, David Pollock on this morning, and I said, I'm going to ask Lance about this.
Ex-SEC defensive lineman.
Great college defensive lineman. He got hurt and wasn't nearly the pro that he was.
Now he's about 170 pounds.
Right. He's one of those, we were talking to Steve McKinney about that, is that, you know, you get off steroids.
Suspicious.
You get off steroids and then suddenly you lose all that weight.
As John Bernardo said that, David.
He says, no doubt, number one quarterback right there, Baker Mayfield.
Number one, like, drafted?
Draft. He should be the number one guy drafted. He said, you can have all your other guys. I want a guy. Is this a chance? Is there a chance? And we'll find out, too, because I haven't seen a stage that's too big for Baker Mayfield.
It's
but
really,
but here's the deal. Yeah. Every poo-pooing, oh, well, Deshaun, you know, he can't throw the Todd McShay last year was just ridiculous. He pulled three passes that Deshaun threw downfield and missed the guy. Oh, okay. I guess he can't throw a long. Oh, maybe he can. He's a winner. Oh, wait, he can make all the throws. Oh, wait, he's elusive. How much does that help your offensive line? David Pollock may have this right. You know, Sam Darnold has his issues. Rosen is not a winner. Mm-hmm. Although Jared Goff wasn't a winner either, and look at the system he's in now, and he's winning. Maybe, you know, and a lot, you know what? A lot of offensive linemen, they like the stink that Baker Mayfield brings to the table.
Well, number one, first of all,
I had Kirk Bowles sent me an email yesterday from Austin asking these questions about Baker. He said, what do you like? What do you not like? So what I like is his deep ball accuracy is untouched.
Yes.
He completes over 50% of his deep balls. They float in there. You've seen them for years.
Last week.
Unbelievable touch. He doesn't make guys work hard to go get the deep ball. You look at all these other quarterbacks, and that's not necessarily the case. Deep ball accuracy is great. He makes throws on the run. He's got some arm talent. He doesn't have a big arm, but he can throw from the run. He extends plays. He climbs
the pocket.
He
can throw the out, though, the deep out.
Yeah, he can make the NFL throws. I don't think he has a plus arm. He can make the NFL throws.
I think a plus arm is so overrated.
It can be. If your timing's good, I don't think it matters that much. Here's what I said about
Deshaun. How many big arms have we seen that just weren't any good?
Yeah, that big arm is like fourth on the list. They want to know that you have some arm talent, meaning you can get rid of it quickly. Or if you do have a big arm, you can fit it into windows, you know. But here's what I said about Deshaun last year when he was drafted. I said teams will have to weigh the inconsistent field vision and decision making against his size, athleticism, leadership, and production. While not perfect, teams can add checks to both arm and accuracy boxes for Watson. However, discussions about whether or not his areas of improvement can be corrected all likely determine whether a team will view him as a high upside prospect or a franchise quarterback. Watson's transition from Clemson's offense to a pro-style attack will obviously take time, but his combination of intangibles and athletic ability make him worth a first-round selection. Now,
Take any time, but okay.
Right. That's my overall. Yeah, he did it way faster. Now, if you read my
But he strengths, did it faster, I think, than anybody thought.
No, but my weaknesses, I feel like, are the same thing. I talked about his deep ball accuracy has been scattershot over his last two seasons at Clemson. I think that has gotten better. But one of the things I mentioned was, you know, he makes some bad decisions sometimes. I don't know what he's even looking at on the field. Some
of his interceptions. On or off the field?
No, only on the field.
You're talking about Baker now.
No, I'm talking about Deshaun.
Oh, Deshaun.
Deshaun doesn't make bad decisions
field.
But
I thought you were talking about Baker.
Baker doesn't make those decisions that Deshaun will that will turn into interceptions. Deshaun still does that to this day. But he makes so many big plays that he mitigates that. Baker doesn't make a lot of bad mistakes. I do want to see, can you just sit in a pocket and get rid of the ball, or do you have to always break the pocket for you to get into rhythm?
Well, I see him making throws on time. I see him to Mark Andrews making a lot of throws on time.
Where will he get drafted? See, that's the hardest thing.
Now, whether or not he's going to be able to fit through raised arms in the NFL is another question.
I'll tell you right now, that's another concern. But I'll tell you something. It hasn't been a problem for Russell Wilson.
No.
And I think there's some similarity to the way they play. But
that was brought up. And Deshaun. And look at the offensive line that the Texans had, and it didn't matter with Deshaun. And it may be the case with Baker as well. He's going to be able to make an offensive line look better because of his mobility.
No question. I think there is a chance, though, that Baker could be, there's a chance he could be a better version of Chase Daniel, which is a really good college quarterback. You know, there's a chance that he's not going to be this great pro
Well, there is, there's absolutely that chance.
Drew Brees.
That he,
I don't think this Drew Brees stuff.
He's more
like
Russell
it.
Wilson than that.
Yeah, I don't like the Drew Brees stuff. He didn't have that kind of arm. Like, Drew's got he's a special passer.
And Drew's got unbelievable accuracy.
Unbelievable accuracy.
Remember that Drew was throwing at that target and hit it 19 out of 20 times? That's a stupid accuracy. But he's not, and Chase Daniel, this guy's a Heisman Trophy winner. Baker Mayfield is going to win the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
How can you compare him to Chase Daniel?
Well, because they play a similar type. They played in a similar type of offense. They're similar builds. Chase was a good college quarterback.
Athletic like him.
A lot of edge to him. He can run a little bit, but Baker is a better athlete. He did get caught by the cops.
Well, you got to
I'm going to write that in my profile.
You've
like,
got to
walk
get
down
that
by police.
Off your profile.
Well, can you get away from the play? I mean, scramble outside of the pocket. I will say this. I believe if Jared Stidham comes out, he gets drafted ahead of Baker Mayfield.
I know. Well, Josh Allen will too. Allen will too.
They look pretty.
That's great.
And all that stuff.
You know what? That's great. Yeah. So does Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Well, I'm going to save judgment because we saw Jared Goff last year and made judgment on him.
Well, there's two different. And I had Mitchell as the top rated quarterback in last year's class, but. Number two, I had Deshaun. There's two different types. Number five, I had Deshaun Kizer, but that was after number four, Nathan Peterman. But there are two. What? One and done. Nathan Peterman's whole career ended in
it's
a
over.
Half.
It's over.
I think Peterman can be a pro, but after that half, too. You're like, no, what are you going to do now?
Good luck any coach putting that dude in.
Yeah.
I mean.
You're going to sell that to your public? Yeah. Like, we want to get another taste of this. Like,
Yeah.
You've ended your career in a half.
Well,
nice job.
I want to hire Greg Schiano now. No. No. Not now. Not after that. Uh-oh. The magnesium citrate is kicking in. Kicked in. Magnesium citrate. It's undefeated. Hey, what is magnesium citrate like, Dell?
Magnesium citrate. I want everyone to know.
Magnesium citrate is undefeated. Lance just went. He gave a face. And I thought it was about a Greg Schiano comment, but it wasn't. As he kind of, you know that when you're tightening up your butt cheeks and you walk and you run?
Yeah.
You waddle out?
I guess he doesn't want an accident on the way out.
Apparently.
And luckily we just got hardwood floors.
He wanted me to, hey, you want to try this? Magnesium citrate?
The same guy's in there. He's been in there for 30 minutes.
Uh-oh.
There's more than one stall.
Yeah, I think it's two stalls in there.
Oh, I don't sit next to people. Well,
you got...
It's better than doing it in here.
Would animals sit next to each other when they go?
Animals don't
trust me,
sit
go.
Next to people.
Please go. Time to bring Mark Klein in while we're talking about Lance going to the bathroom here on ESPN 97.5. This is what you have to put up with, Mark.
That's it. I love following that magnesium citrate.
Magnesium citrate.
Hey, here's Mark Klein.
And here's Mark Klein coming
out. That's fantastic.
Right now. Hey, Mark, we've been talking all morning long about the plans now. Sammy's going to play. He's bringing his band. He's going to play. We've got at least two huge tailgaters. Uberito is bringing food. Who else? We know we're going to get Steve McKinney to bring McDonald's, okay, so we can have McDonald's on Christmas. No Christmas is complete without McDonald's.
I still have a jersey from Steve McKinney hanging in the store.
You still have a Steve McKinney jersey, isn't it?
You know, he played for the Texans.
Yeah. I remember that. We're going to get the guys from Texas Star Grill Shop to come over and cook as well. I mean, this is going to be unbelievable.
Hey, just like the old days, John. That is December 22nd.
That's right.
I'm going to be there bright and early. You know, but from now until then, we're going to be selling diamond pendants, earrings, bracelets. And one of the things I want to say is that if you have something you want to upgrade, you can bring it in, trade it up, and get something for your wear instead of letting it sit in their box and not wear. And if it's old gold or old diamonds or whatever it is, you can trade it in and save on the price. And then anything in jewelry, you got to check it out. And I know you see it on TV all the time. But you're sitting there in the car, you're thinking, what am I going to get her for Christmas? Hey, compare the price. Sales that are in the malls. And check out the price. My price is going to be better.
Your phone is
right there in the store.
You're going to have to get a new phone. You're going to have to get a new phone, or you're going to have to get better reception out of your. I know you're laying in bed. So here's the deal: is get to Klein's, trade in whatever it is you want to trade in, or you can just buy direct. Delivery is free, whether it's courier, overnight shipping. But why don't you pick it up at the Christmas party? Klein's Fine Jewelers, 5868 Westheimer. Text or call Mark, 832-316-1388. This Christmas, whatever she wants, you get it at Klein's Fine Jewelers.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Late nights come from long days, doing all the right things in the wrong ways, doing all the wrong things. For the right reason, sprinkling midnight game, call it night seasoning. Haters get salty, give them cholesterol, trilogy.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I use harsh words because these are hard times to trip people. Nowadays, it's such a hard time. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Let's see if Gilbert is here. What are the odds?
No chance.
No, there's no chance. Go to Gilbert. Let's see.
Gilbert.
I'm all right. Hello.
Hey, Gilbert. You know you get one call a week, Gilbert. You can't be blowing up the phone every single day.
I didn't call all week. This was my first time all week anyway.
You're lying about it.
You called yesterday.
You were on hold just yesterday.
You just didn't answer.
Yeah, we went to you and you weren't there.
Oh, well, I don't know that line anyway. Talk to my caseworker anyway.
Caseworker?
What happened to you? What about your caseworker?
She called me yesterday. I was going to see a doctor today.
What's the matter?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. something wrong with my joints anyway. I can see a joint doctor anyway. You know, I don't know what's wrong with. Blood came out negative, you know.
Yeah, that's a good thing usually when the blood work comes back negative.
Yeah, anyway, well, talking about Bill O'Brien anyway.
What about him?
He need to fire him anyway, you know.
They need to fire Bill O'Brien. Why?
Also, you need to get Carol to go bring some egg roll at the party.
Quit trying to use this show as your personal entree into free egg rolls, why? Gilbert.
I would do that.
Yeah, we do that here.
Yeah, we do that all
John,
the time.
Are you there?
No. John left. What's up?
Are you going to tell Carol to bring some egg roll there?
Yes, I'm going to tell Carol.
Gilbert.
She's not listening to the show.
There's burritos, there's brisket, there's sausages, there's wings. And now you got to have your. Now we got to make sure that we put this on the menu for you.
Right. That's exactly.
What do you
right.
want to? Is this a tasting menu, Gilbert?
No, it's John's idea, not yours. It's my John's idea.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's trying to inception you. He's trying to. Jedi mind tricking me. That's John's idea. It's not my idea.
I need to tell Carol to bring egg rolls. Bring egg rolls, Carol. All right, Gilbert. I think Carol's going to bring some egg rolls.
He doesn't believe it.
Anyway. He's got a point, by the way.
Boy, what a
Gilbert! How's your bike? Is everything okay?
Everything's okay. Fine. Everything's okay. Fine.
I just
you haven't run into any black guys to take your bike.
No.
No black guys took your bike, right?
Wow.
No.
All right. Well, that's good.
When's the last time a black guy took your bike?
When did that happen?
Hurricane Harvey came to town. Anyway,
Hurricane Harvey. They took your bike.
Yeah.
You don't sound so convinced.
I'm convinced. All right.
I know Gilbert doesn't sound like he knows when the last time a black guy took his bike.
Hurricane Harvey, you didn't get your bike stolen.
Somebody at the party anyway, you know.
All right, you're going to come to the party. Everybody wants to see you there.
Yeah, okay, I'll be there.
All right, then.
I'm sure you will.
Yep.
Looking for egg
rolls. All right, Gilbert, we'll see you, buddy.
That's not my idea anyway. That's John's idea anyway. Like, what? Okay, I guess... Gilbert's moved up to Jedi mind tricking people.
He did. All right. 713-780-3776.
If you have something not related to egg rolls, let us know.
Hey, Lance.
Or orders.
You got back, so you're okay now?
Everything's fine.
You're fine?
You all right?
You know what? The show just got more lit.
You know what I'm thinking? It was a quickie.
Yeah,
you know it's not a great idea? You know, when your schedule's kind of relegated by 3 to 4 minute intervals.
Oh, I'll be back.
You've got 3 to 4 minutes to make a decision. Why would you decide to drink it now?
Yeah.
Because there was no choice.
You couldn't have waited till after?
Nope. I could not have.
You can't wait till after your 2.5 hour show?
Could not.
When you have free run to the bathroom?
When all the...
Well,
when all the
nice people are my side. Coach, I'm on the fancy side.
You are on the fancy side.
Let me explain something to you, Dell.
Okay.
Across that door over there is my world of culture and food and art and
wonderfulness.
Yeah, we're Culture Map, Dell. We're on the Culture Map side. Uh-huh. I'm not officially with them, but
no,
I'm amongst the people. We're a little bougie on that side.
So they don't go to the bathroom?
Not that I know of.
It smells like roses in their bathroom.
That's right. Everything looks, feels, it's clean. Everything feels new over there. And then I come on this side, and it's like I went across the tracks.
So what?
And I went to the bad neighborhood.
So you brought your, I don't know what to call it other than your boo-boo juice over here.
Oh,
and you thought, you think that's okay? Why are you bringing that mess over here? We don't want that over here.
Because this is where it feels
boo-boo
right.
Boo-boo juice?
Yeah,
I'm not going to say something else, but
Culture Map already has a petition.
What did Marshawn Lynch call it?
His ding ding sauce.
Oh, that was
sauce.
The other one.
His ding ding sauce?
Ding ding sauce.
We over at Culture Map are already signing petitions to get our own bathroom because we want to get away from this stuff.
Well, they're going to ban you if you're bringing boo-boo
from
to the
office. I'm not telling them that I'm part of this crowd here.
Well, if you bring that walking through the office.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Look at this concoction. He's got iced coffee and the boo-boo juice.
Magnesium citrate.
You're just setting yourself up.
Oh, I'm setting myself up for success, though.
Mm,
it's a way of looking at
it. If that's what success is to you.
Hey, when we get back, I want to hit on this. This might be the Rocketeer. There's something going on right now that makes me think, this might be a little back-to-back. We may be looking a little back-to-backer. Little back-to-back championship. I'll tell you why here in about 4 minutes. And LeVar Ball is doing.
Oh, no, he's I'm done not a talking lot about
of,
LeVar Ball.
He's done a lot of stupid stuff.
I'm not talking about LeVar Ball. Oh, this ever. Is.
But even when I have boo boo juice,
well,
kind of fits.
I'm going to call. Okay, why don't you go take your LeVar Ball, and and then we'll do another segment after
Stay
that.
Stay in your lane. Renter's Warehouse stays in their lane.
They sure do.
You know what they do, John? They just their lane is renting property out to help you make a ton of money on your. Do you know? So I was looking at moving at one point to a different city. And it didn't happen. And my wife and I had talked about, well, would we sell the house? And I called Renter's Warehouse and I said, hey, how much will my house rent for? And they do this, you know, they calculate. And when they told me, I was like, I'm going to rent my house. Yeah. I had no idea what rental market looked like here in Houston.
It's unbelievable.
No,
especially
no
since
idea.
The hurricane, right?
Well, now it's,
I mean, everybody, oh everybody you know, you want to keep, you're working on, you can't sell your home. You can't.
You shouldn't sell your home. You should rent it.
No, you can't because it's got water damage and you're going to get like half of
or
what it's worth.
Or everyone's afraid that you're lying about it. Like,
well, you can't. If you lie about it, you go to prison. So good luck with that.
Well, you can either go to prison or make thousands of dollars every month on your rental. That sounds easy.
No. And that is exactly what's happening right now at Renter's Warehouse is people are making – you do this you do it once and make money. Then you say, well, maybe I could do that again. And I could do that. And this is how people are now making a huge, huge income because they've got multiple rental properties. Start. Call Renter's Warehouse. See what your house will rent for. Be like Lance. See what your house will rent for. 713-224-RENT. 713-224-RENT. Renterswarehouse.com. Talk to Rich Drake. Say, hey, I want to talk to Rich. Can't bother him today. 713-224-RENT.
ESPN 97.5.